In the classroom, 1958. I passed the orals well. My chairman viewed me warmly, embracing me as a peer, and let me teach great books at NYU, general ed for cold-eyed engineers. When we got to Melville, my heart's dark night, to lift them from complexity's black pit, I spoke of the doubloon to shape insight into doomed men. There, Ahab says, 'tis fit that man should live in pains and die in pangs. For Starbuck, the sun of righteousness still shines, and jollily Stubb, like God above, wheels through toil and trouble. And here comes Flask, who sees in that gold coin just $16, 960 cigars, motive great enough to hunt demonic Moby Dick. My scorn for Flask was palpable. Then fate, my brightest scholar, serious, not flip. That Flask's the only sane man on the ship. Those students will design with arcane arts, build bridges, create grids, generate pelf, nurture ideas, increase the nation's wealth. The cost, that axe left buried in my heart.